Fall had come to this town, the season where hope springs eternal, with new production shooting up to bloom or be nipped in the bud. I was on the studio backlot, gaping at everything like a tourist. There was a reason why I couldn't wipe the grin off my face. I was about to meet my hero. I don't often ask for favors. Whether it's a character's strength or flaw, I am far more comfortable helping others than I am being helped. But when I heard Dave King was coming out of seclusion, I had to meet him. Just once. And thank him for doing so much for me, a person he didn't know existed. Of course, the one man who could grant an audience with King was the person I owed the most. Ray Ford was the magician of make-believe, the premier special effects expert in the entertainment industry for more than 6 decades. Last season, when the rest of the world pegged me a serial killer, Ray fabricated a host of gadgets that elevated me from mild-mannered to super. In return, he played spectator to my adventures and got to test his inventions under real-life conditions. Ray was currently transforming mild-mannered actors into silver-screen superheroes. There were two major players, production companies with rival expanded universes, filming and releasing simultaneously in a box office deathmatch. The demand for spectacle and escalating budgets had led to Ray working both sides of the fence. I didn't want to imagine what his NDAs must look like. I got far as I could without an escort, corralled with a crowd of fans waving their phones around in hopes of catching the barest whiff of a leak. There was no shortage of insert armed service branch here, private police personnel hoping to be discovered through a guarding gig, and my banner year didn't elevate my status to the height required to part a sea of badges. I took shelter in the shadow of a warehouse and drank in the October air. It was only 75 degrees, but my blazer was a sculpted sheath of ballistic gel. While nothing less than a bursting shell could penetrate its surface, the material also blocked the cross breeze. I dug out my phone and jumped back into the Dave King omnibus collection I had downloaded for long plane rides. Ray located me via the bell he'd hung around my wrist. My custom-built smartwatch had all the extras, including GPS, a heart rate monitor, and a microphone, which never turned off, for Ray's eavesdropping pleasure. You didn't think about how much you talked to yourself until someone was listening in on every word. He waved at me from the far side of the security cordon. An extra-large fanboy hard-blocked my route. He ignored my polite requests and apologies, so I spiked his phone like a volleyball. "Dude, what the hell?" I shoved my way into the opening. "That's what you get for filming vertically." He sized me up, decided I wasn't bully material, and went searching for his phone. Ray admitted me through the gate. He was, as I saw him last, muscle and gristle shrink-wrapped into a one-piece racing suit. His russet skin was free of stubble, and his head was razored into a reflective surface.
"Well, well, if it isn't Ken Allen, the detective to the stars himself."
"Quiet. You'll draw a crowd." Ray laughed. I'd been a Seamus for exactly 2 cases, one where I cleared myself for murder and another which would take me overseas. Security permitted me through after Ray presented a lanyard with a hybrid hologram barcode. I hung it around my neck and we wove through the time traveler's menagerie that was multiple production traffic toward the soundstage. Ray opted for chatter.
"How was your flight?
Are you telling me you can't listen in when I'm on airplane mode?"
"Ken, help me out here. I've been practicing my small talk. According to those internet sites, I need to work on my people skills."
As someone who had been the subject of memes for more than a decade, I felt Ray's pain.
"I warned you not to look."
When Ray replied, he kept his volume low.
"It wasn't by choice. My last few gigs have had leaks. Been trying to track the source."
I knew which soundstage was ours from the drones. Constructs of Ray's design, they patrolled both the interior and exterior of the hangar-sized structure. Like any magician, Ray couldn't have the audience peeking behind the curtain. But time was catching up to him. Everyone had a camera in their pocket loaded with apps capable of instantly reaching millions. As kids, we were warned about the rise of Big Brother. What no one foresaw was that we would become him. The guard at the door scanned our lanyards before letting us pass, including Ray, who had been gone 5 minutes. I stepped into the facade of a factory. A cauldron that could have boiled a Tyrannosaurus Rex belched molten metal into the air. A catwalk ocean never would have approved, ended over the cauldron like a diving board,